And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms or restrictions apply.
Ice, gloves, shoes, gravy.
Good morning, sweet world, and welcome to the No Dunks podcast on the Athletic Network. It's Thursday, February 10th. Happy NBA trade deadline day. I'm J.E. Skeets, and alongside me, as always, we got Tass Mellis.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Tassie? We got the top shot, hot boy, Trey Kirby.
Heyo.
Heyo. The international man of mystery taking it to the max, Lee Ellis. Finally, making the magic happen all day long. Super producer JD.
Hello.
There he is, and here we are. Shout out to the stream team joining us live right now on YouTube. Take a second, hit the like button. Make sure you subscribe to No Dunks on YouTube and share the show. Comment away. Email in your NBA questions to nodunks@theathletic.com and follow us on all the social media channels, Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and TikTok at No Dunks Inc. Here's the plan for today, being trade deadline day. We're going to hunker down here in the Classic Factory, really do some overtime, and hopefully go live when any significant trades or new juicy rumors drop. All right, that's the plan.
Okay.
So this will be, hopefully, again, the first of many podcasts today and shows. Again, make sure you subscribe to No Dunks on YouTube. Hit that little bell button, that little notification thing, so when we go live, you're alerted and you can join us. And speaking of content, the 2022 NBA All-Star teams are going to be drafted tonight by the respective captains, LeBron James, and then injured Nets forward Kevin Durant. That happens tonight on TNT. I think it's a 6:30 p.m. Eastern drafting sesh.
Wow.
Yeah. But before they fill out their rosters, we decided to take a crack at it, and we posted this yesterday. It's a lot of fun. We had Tass and Trey drafting for Team LeBron, and then Lee and I were drafting on behalf of Kevin Durant. A YouTube exclusive, so go check this out, especially if there's some downtime today and we're waiting on significant trades. Make sure you watch this, and you can tell us who drafted the best All-Star team and what the best pick was and all that. A lot of people were having fun in the comments I saw. I'll say, we didn't have a formal poll up, I guess, yet, but seeing a lot of love for both Team LeBron, you guys, and Team KD. A lot of people saying you guys did better job with the starters. Maybe we did better jobs than the reserves, but people were... We're almost 50-50, Lee. Again, an informal poll by me this morning. It was pretty close.
That's pretty scientific, though, I think. If you're going on Twitter there and you're just going on people's opinions. But, yeah, I think the Giannis pick was the one that probably tilted in their favor a touch. But we made up for it, I think.
We had a nice run with our reserves
that I was happy with. Yes.
But anyway, go check that out. It was, again, a lot of fun, our 2022 NBA All-Star Game mock draft. We do have some minor trades to break down here. They're not sexy, guys. In fact, in the doc that we all share, I put stupid trades. All right? Because we're just waiting on some biggies again. But let's get into them. We got time to kill. The Jazz acquired Nikhil Alexander-Walker yesterday, sending Joe Ingles to the Blazers in a three-way trade with the Spurs. Those are the names you really need to know. There's some other names being bounced around. You got Hughes going to the Blazers, and you got...
Larry?
Juancho, Hernan Gomez going to the Jazz, and Satoransky going to the Spurs, and then there's some second-round picks. But the key players here, Ingles' contract going to the Blazers, and the Blazers, who just got Nikhil Alexander-Walker, Tass, going to the Utah Jazz. What do you think?
Well, I'm glad we're not forcing some James Harden dialogue here to start the trade deadline show, because that would be forcing it.
We'll get to it.
We'll get to it, but the talk out there is that Daryl Morey and Sean Marks, the GMs of the respective teams, there haven't gotten into a... actual dialogue.
Well, I don't know. There's conflicting reports about this. Was a deal zone or not?
Woj says they have not engaged in serious dialogue. Anyway.
Like, he says, we're not going to start the show with this, and then we go 20 minutes.
Well, no, we're not doing it. We're talking about Nikhil Alexander-Walker. I don't like this for the Blazers unless they got something else coming down the pike immediately, because the Jazz get the best player in this deal in Nikhil Alexander-Walker for a 34-year-old Joe Ingles who is injured. Alexander Walker, sure, not a name on a lot of people's radar if you're a casual fan, but third-year NBA player. He was great for Canada last summer. Mm-hmm. He was great in April and March last year for the Pelicans, but he hasn't shown it this year. Mm-hmm. Big role. Started the season all right, had a few good games, looked like he could be the most improved player. Then he fell off. Mm-hmm. I don't get it for the Blazers after they traded CJ McCollum the day before. Their nine-year guard, 20 points per game for the last 7 years. They get Nikhil Alexander-Walker as the best player from that deal. They get Josh Hart and a first-round pick from the New Orleans Pelicans, and then immediately trade Nikhil Alexander-Walker. So what are they doing? are they just getting cap space and hoping that someone's going to come to Portland? They don't have a great track record of people coming to Portland. We've looked at it the last decade. Probably Evan Turner is the biggest name. Or are they getting some space here for another move today? Jeremy Grant is the big rumor from the Detroit Pistons, but it doesn't seem enticing for Damian Lillard at this point, mm-hmm. to trade CJ McCollum and then trade a young player. And by traded that young player, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, doesn't seem like they're acquiring young assets. They're just getting cap space. So I don't think this is very promising unless they get something today, because Dame's got to be sitting there and saying, hey. He can't be happy at this point. And that's who you're building around. It sure looks like. It doesn't look like a teardown right now, but that could change in the next 3 months. I mean, I could see them trading Damian Lillard is what I'm saying, if they're trading away young players.
He's eligible for a $100 million two-year extension this summer in July. He's not going to be asking out today, I don't think.
Oh, no, I'm not saying today, but in the summer, I could see him asking out. He's 32 years old. Who's he going to play with on this team?
They sign. Harvey Grant, he was a Blazer, right? Isn't that Jeremy Grant's dad?
Yes.
So yeah. He has a connection to the city is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just telling you that...
Grant's going to come save the Blazers? Is this what we're at now with Damian Lillard? You can't be serious.
No, I'm not saying that's serious. Obviously, what they're going to do is tank the rest of the season.
Yeah,
which is a good move.
They got Josh Hart. So I don't think Nikhil Alexander-Walker was going to play, because it's going to be Lillard, Simons, and Hart. That's mm-hmm. your guard rotation right there. So Nikhil Alexander-Walker, who has had a struggle of a season here, move him for some cap space. Maybe they move Nurkic today, have some more cap space. They can absorb a bad deal if they wanted to. They've got flexibility. And Damian Lillard wants to make $50 million for two separate seasons. So there's no chance he's going to ask out. And I don't think the Blazers are going to trade him until he asks out, because they have trouble bringing in free agents. The only way they could have free agents is if they have a lure there. So you start with Lillard, then you add Jeremy Grant, and then maybe somebody else wants to sign up. And then you have a rebuild right there, a younger rebuild.
Yeah, the other issue there, though, is that who is that free agent? Because it's not a huge crop right now of, you know, franchise-altering players out there. But if that's the plan and that's how they're going to execute it, or that's what they're going to attempt to do, then clearly they want to keep Damian Lillard in that case. But for this season... We don't even know when he's coming back, for one.
He's not.
No.
Well,
there's no way.
Who knows? Maybe he does. I'm not sure. But listen, if they're supposed to tank, they didn't do a very good job of it last night. It was a very impressive.
It's not their fault they're playing the Lakers.
No, but it was a stirring win. You see Chauncey Billups there. They're not like, all right, we want to do everything we can to tank. They played a good, hard, competitive game, and they got away with a very good victory. So it's weird, because Portland, again, you don't have that track record. You don't even know if Joe Cronin is going to be the full-time GM making those decisions next season. So I think the instruction from head office is get us under the tax, clear some contracts, and if you can get some picks, then we'll deal with this in the summer.
Mm-hmm. As for Nikhil Alexander-Walker, I mean, again, of all of the players here that we've sort of gone through, with Ingles being injured, he is the biggest name, has seen flashes like we've seen from him, like you said there, Tass. Do you like what he could maybe give Utah off of the bench?
Yeah, he's another guy who can go out there. We know he likes to shoot, so that's fine. They do have a pretty good, solid bench rotation anyway, so I'm not sure how many minutes there are going to be there for him, but if they went out and got him, I think they have an idea they want to play. Mike Conley's very good, can be a little bit injury prone, also getting a little bit older. We've also seen Donovan Mitchell deal with injuries, so it's probably more an insurance policy than anything else. But I like him as a player, and he's going to a good situation there. So he's going to be able to get a chance to play with good players and learn more about the game. And so it's good for the Jazz.
Right, and we don't know if the Jazz are going to be making another move today too. You know, Jordan Clarkson's name's come up a lot in rumors, though it was feeling like they're moving Ingles or they're moving Clarkson. And they've already done the Ingles move, so maybe Clarkson's obviously going to continue to come off the bench and fire away. But that's sort of what Nickeil Alexander-Walker is going to get a chance to do here now, too. So they got two of them.
Do you think that Nickeil Alexander-Walker is going to play over Jordan Clarkson, though? I doubt it. That, to me, is why this is kind of a weird move, actually, from the Jazz, because I thought they would trade Joe Ingles' contract away. That makes a ton of sense, but even he said if they're able to bring somebody in to help the team, I'm not going to be sour about it. I don't necessarily know that Nickeil Alexander-Walker really helps the team to win now this year, which is completely the point for the Jazz.
Yeah, it would have been nicer to get a defensive guy for sure. But you pick up a prospect, pick up a prospect. I don't know if there was a better option out there. I mean, Trent Forrest has also been playing really well for them, and so that's who they're going to go with. Yeah. Be nicer to see a better player, but I would pick up a prospect if I could pick up a prospect.
Well, you thought that trade was stupid. The Thunder have traded a pick for Miami Heat, caps locks on Heat, forward KZ Akpala. We called it. KZ's been traded, and he's going to OKC. The Heat are going to receive a 2026 second round pick. Yes, the Thunder are giving up a pick, because they got a lot of them, and they've agreed to amend the conditions on a 2025 first-round pick owed to OKC, potentially giving Miami here some more flexibility in trading picks. Break it down for me, TK. Who's the winner in this deal? What's the trade grades?
It's a win-win trade. Quite honestly, this is a win-win trade right here. The Heat get a chance to trade a first-round pick this year. They've got a chance to win the title right now, so maybe adding somebody helps. Kyle Anderson, Duncan Robinson, make it happen. It also feels to me like they're just in acquisition mode, as the Heat usually are. So I think this is great. They gave up KZ Okpala, which is literally a who. Have you seen KZ Okpala play a minute?
Yeah, he's skinny.
All right, nice. Excellent. And the Thunder, look at what they did. Too many picks on the dance floor. Spread out the picks. They didn't need four first-round picks in 2023. Now they've pushed it back to 2025. And at that point, maybe the Heat have finally fallen off. Guess what? That never actually happens, except for that 1 year. That 1 year they fell off. And they were able to hop up and get Dwayne Wade in a pick. And then he went down for a year. And then they jumped up to number two. Unfortunately, they picked Michael Beasley.
Whoops.
Didn't totally work out. But the Heat don't tank very often. That being said, you have a better chance of this pick being good in 2025 when Butler's 35, when Kyle Lowry's 175 years old, and Bam Adebayo's the main guy there. So good stuff for both teams for a trade that nobody cares about. Right. Even Woj and Shams didn't tweet it.
Yeah.
This was just a press release.
Yeah, the Heat were like, hey, we got breaking news. Yeah. Let's see if we get any engagement on this tweet. Anything to add to that breakdown there? No. You, sir?
No, I just got a laugh out of seeing the press release with the Heat all in caps, because I hadn't really noticed it until you pointed it out yesterday.
And which one of you wiseasses retweeted that with @JE and then cap lock skeets? Yeah, I thought it was Trey. I laughed. I missed it the first time. And I saw it. I was like, that's very funny. Yeah. I was just happy that KZ Akpala was on the trade guys to watch when we did that podcast last
week. Sickos, man.
Yeah, for the real sicko, because it was a tax move. Working the books there, but yeah, the pick coming back, and like Trey said, maybe there's with that the amending of the one could be included in another deal. Maybe Miami has something up their sleeve. Okay, so that's all we have right now. What's your plan for today? What do? You just refresh. You got your alerts for Woj and Shams. Like, take me through your plans.
Just monitoring them. I don't want alerts. Sometimes you turn those on, you can't turn them off.
What do you mean? They're stuck forever?
You know, sometimes it's like subscribing to a website, and then you try to unsubscribe, and you get the old, you've been unsubscribed, and then you still get the sneaky ones. I've got emails that say, this is from your blocked senders list, and they still send me emails. And I'm like, so what's the point of a blocked senders list?
Hey, are you, be careful with REI, like the Mountain Equipment co-op company. Okay. You give them your email, you're getting 100 emails a day. It's crazy.
I can one up you with a workout thing called Harry's. I've blocked them a million times, unsubscribed a million times. I'm still getting... This is from years ago. Years ago.
Hold on, the workout thing's called Harry's?
Harry's. It's in New York. Yeah, I signed up when I went up there with my mate Foxy for a class. You know, you got to sign up. Fine.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, unsubscribe the next day, you know. They still pop in, you know. You want to come back? No.
This is Harry's Hoop Camp?
No, it's called Harry's or Henry's or something like that. Anyway, I'll see if I've got any of my spammers right now, because I probably have.
Actually, you're sure it's not Barry's, right?
Oh, Barry's.
Yeah, exactly. Harry's is like a shave club, right?
I couldn't tell.
Harry, Barry, Larry.
I don't know.
With your emails that are coming in with your block tweets, that sounds like Matt Austin's actual plan for social media these days, because he's off social media.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to be on it. But he gets sent emails with texts, with tweets. Like, he gets sent tweets from people. So it's like, he's not on social media, but he is.
He's the best of the best.
Like, he still knows every tweet. He still knows every tweet and piece of content that happens.
Yeah.
Harry's Hoot Camp is... That's gold, Trey. That's very funny. All right. Well, while we wait on the trades, while you see if you have a Harry's or Barry's email coming into your spam account, we did have some debuts last night. Mm. Some guys that have been traded earlier this week, making their debuts with their new team. So let's talk about them. We had Garland returning for the Cavs. He scored 27 to lead Cleveland past the Spurs, but it was Caris LeVert's Cleveland Cavaliers debut. So what did you think of this game, and specifically LeVert's first game here?
Pretty good overall. Yeah. Came off the bench, came out, made a nice pass straight away. I think when you're the new guy, it's like you have a pickup run. You don't want to be that guy who just comes out, starts firing away. Make a few passes, get your teammates involved.
Right.
And he did. He hit Okoro there for a three. So his final stat line, not too bad. 11 points, only 2 assists. But I dug a little bit deeper, because watching it, he had a chance for a lot more there, and he had 8 potential assists there, according to the NBA stats.
Wow.
No secondary assists. I thought he might have had 1 or 2 of those. But the point...
Did he get traded to the Utah Jazz?
The point is, he was out there trying to move around, but he also got a couple of shots, and he knocked those in. And I think that's what the Cavs want. Is like, okay, we know you can shoot and score. Go out there and get into your little spots there, into your rhythm there. And I thought he did a very good job of that. And defensively, he was active as well. And this was, overall, a very good win here by the Cavs. Now, Darius Garland was the star coming back. He was great. He was having some Chris Paulie-type moves there, sort of zigzagging across the paint, the little pull-up, little step-back mid-ranger. He was fantastic in this one. Finishes with 27 points and the 6 assists. So this was a very, very promising start here for Cleveland with this new acquisition, because Sexton, obviously, they're not getting anything out of him right now. Rubio wasn't able to play. You just picked up a guy who seems to slot in very, very nicely with what they want. I expect he's going to stay coming off the bench, and I expect he's perfectly fine with that, because he knows he's going to be able to get his chance to shoot and to score and to set up other guys and play the game he wants to play. So if you're Cleveland right now, you're thinking, this is pretty, pretty nice for us.
It was a good debut. I would agree with that. Anything to add, Trey?
Not really. 12 for 15, though, for Darius Garland. That's incredible, man. This guy is tuning up for that skills challenge. You can lock the Cavs in for a win right here. It'll be interesting to see if they can make one more move today, because they started Dean Wade last night. Seems to be the place they could certainly upgrade, and they've still got Sexton's contract around to maybe move something and just pick up kind of like a 3-4 kind of guy. It's not obviously going to be a big-time player, but it would help.
I love Caris LeVert coming off the bench, but then he can finish games with that great starting unit, because they do lack a guy who can finish at the end of games. Even though Darius Garland is fantastic, they just need one more score. And
there was a play in last night's game. It was still like a close game. Spurs were hanging around, and LeVert just made something out of nothing. Like, he hit a very difficult, like, sort of fadeaway around the paint area, and that's immediately what I was thinking. Tass was like, we kept hearing about how the Cavs, they need somebody else to help Garland create something. Late clock situation, close game, when teams are like, you know, doubling up on Garland and really trying to get the ball out of his hands. And that was like a perfect example. I was like, oh, yeah, that's what everybody was talking about. So if he can do that and pick his spots, then that's huge.
Yeah, and people have labeled him as a chucker and a hog in the past. But on this team, you can be a chucker and a hog. To some degree, Jared Allen's not asking for the ball. Evan Mobley, the rook, is playing off everybody else. Lowry Markin is also waiting. Isaac Okoro's not really creating his own shot. So Garland and whoever his backcourt mate is at the end of the game is being asked to do that. So they look like one game, no worries for this Cavs team, because there were some worries. Oh, maybe he's going to ruin this chemistry. You know, the Cavs are like the Grizzlies light. They've got this thing going on here. But he fit in well.
I love those jerseys they were wearing last night, too. The maroon ones. Mm-hmm. He just looked like it was perfect. He fit in perfectly. It looked like he'd been playing with them like all season long. And maybe it's because he played with Jaren Allen for a couple of seasons, because he had a nice oop to him, too. So the connection was there. So, really good stuff from him in his debut with the Cleveland Cavaliers. We had another one last night. Sabonis with the double-double leads the Kings past the Timberwolves, 132-119. These guys had just played. But Sacramento, 1-0. In the Sabonis era. And Trey, I know you were tweeting about it. We already have the nickname. They already did it.
Easy. The Fox, the Ox. and the Black Falcon. What a big three. This was the best debut of the night. This was a huge win for the Kings. Incredibly fun game. I definitely haven't seen every game that they've played at the Golden 1 Center.
Right.
I think this is the most lit game they've ever had, though. The crowd was going absolutely bonkers. I was in Iverson mode, and I was loving it. It's just one game. But this worked out exactly the way the Kings wanted it to. Sabonis was great. He was putting pressure on the rim. He was hitting the glass. He was tough. He was moving the ball to shooters. I thought Harrison Barnes was a big-time beneficiary last night. 30 points on 11 shots. Yeah. That's wild stuff. 4 for 5 from three. And then 27 points for Fox, who actually had some juice at the end of the game. He scored 6 points in the final 4.5 minutes as Sacramento finished on a 17-4 run after things were tied at 115. They could have easily botched this game. But De'Aaron Fox was 100% into it. I saw him smiling last night.
Wow.
I saw him give Domantas Sabonis a hug last night. Yep. This was like the best vibes the Kings have ever had. This was a perfect debut for them. Davion Mitchell, also a good game, 18-7-7. Jeremy Lamb was on fire, kind of, 14-6-5. He actually did hit a three at one point. He's like, oh, finally I made a three. So they only ended up getting one Jeremy Lamb, but at least he was good last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what did you think of Sabonis there slotting into this Kings roster and Mitchell getting more minutes there alongside Fabulous. Flash? I thought they looked great.
Fabulous for one night. Fabulous.
Yep.
The end of this game, I would deem it an 0-1 for the Minnesota Timberwolves, like a loss for the Timberwolves more than a win for the Kings. Mm. They were lazy and allowed that run there at the end, that 17-4 run. Disappointing for the Wolves. This is a game you should be winning. This is a game where you should be pulling away from the Lakers and all the teams behind you there in the play-in tournament. So, again, close game at the end, and then did nothing there to close out the game.
What do you think, Lee? Here come the Kings. Here we go.
We said
play-in time, baby.
We said yesterday the Wolves have avoided being the Kings.
Yeah, I know.
And then they go out and lose to the Kings. But no, look, you've got a fox and a lamb on the same team here. That's some wild chemistry you're trying to build, isn't
that, it? That would be dangerous.
Well, you would think so, but maybe not. Maybe it's the reverse in the human world. I don't know. But honestly, like, the Kings have been getting...
It's the Harrys to the Berries. Yes.
The Kings have been getting lit up for giving away Halliburton, but Sabonis, again, slots into that team straight away, passes a ball, can get inside and give them a real presence because they've got a lot of bigs, but no one who does what he can do for them. So I hope this works out for Sacramento. It would be great. I mean, you know, it didn't seem like Halliburton was the smart move to make, but if it just unlocks something and maybe Fox gets some chemistry going here with Sabonis.
If it unlocks Fox, is the huge part of this equation.
I'm old enough to remember when De'Aaron Fox was a Kings successful draft pick who was a multiple-time All-Star.
Yeah.
Feels like many moons ago.
Yeah, it does.
But it was honestly great to see him smiling during the game.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa. This guy's a beast. The ox.
And you mentioned, you know, how it was tight in the end. Usually that's when the Kings are the ones who just fall apart. They can't close games out. And they go out there and get a very nice finish against a team that is playing well and a team that has got real expectations for this season now. So good on them.
And I know we'll get to it a little bit later when we start looking at some of the rumors going around there with some of these teams. I would expect Rashawn Holmes to be moved here today and possibly Marvin Bagley III too. But Holmes is now like... Well, he's out of the starting lineup. That guy generally started for the Sacramento Kings, and he signed his deal, and it's not crazy money, but I could see teams wanting him. You know, the Raptors have been maybe looking for a backup big of some sort, or at least help there. There's other teams that need a big. So, you know, Rashawn Holmes, I would have on the list to be possibly moved here today. Mm-hmm. Now that Sabonis, you know, looked so great in this first game.
Yeah. Sabonis and him. It's almost like a Sabonis Miles Turner part two. They're going to clog the lane together, you assume.
Other games last night.
Well, hold on a second. Isn't the bigger question with the Kings if they're going to trade Harrison Barnes?
Yeah,
because now they're saying they're not going to. Yeah. And if they're really trying to make the play-in tournament this year, which they are, and which they should be trying to, I kind of think they should.
I think they'll keep him here today.
He's expiring next year, so you'll be able to trade him next year. And if you kind of look like the perfect fit around Sabonis last night, right? Able to kind of play the stretch four sort of roll up.
You would have to be blown away from an offer from one of the contenders that look at Harrison Barnes and go, wow, we had him, we could win a title. And I don't think it's going to be there today. So I'm with you. I think he stays.
Yeah.
And I think it's a Holmes or a Bagley or something like that possibly gets moved. The other games last night, DeRozan and Vucci Baby lead the Bulls past the struggling Hornets. I think they've lost 6 in a row now. 121-109 was the score of that game. Siakam and the Raptors topped the Thunder 117-98 for their 7th straight win. Raps continuing to climb the Eastern Conference standings. Jazz shut down the Warriors 111-85. believe it or not, this was a close game right until the end of the third quarter, and then it was over. So they stopped the Warriors' nine-game win streak. And then Anthony Simons, you alluded to it, had 29. Blazers rallied, or held on, I guess, for the victory over the Lakers, 107-105. Tass, any of those four games you wanted to highlight here?
Yeah, well, how can we not talk about the Blazers and the Lakers? Yeah. Blazers, yeah, unfortunately, they won for them. But, you know, they definitely want to get worse this year, and it's happening slowly. But, yeah, they played a Lakers team that actually scored really, really well against them. They shot 55% and still lost somehow because the Blazers were getting offensive rebounds and the Lakers turned it over a ton. I think the Lakers, they're just looking at this trade deadline, and I think it showed in their play to some degree, because Anthony Davis only shot the ball 11 times, which is weird. The game before, only 10 times. And then him and Bron don't do the post-game press conference. They send out Talen Horton Tucker to do it. So that's...
Because they know it's going to be his last one.
Nah, I don't think so. I think they're just ready to make a move. I think they're allowing the defense to... I think what I'm saying about Anthony Davis not shooting is... like, he's not taking it upon himself to win games. I think they're just trying to highlight that, hey, our team stinks. Let's make a move, baby. We got to make a move pronto.
Westbrook
right now
didn't play in this game. I guess back tightness, and that had Twitter going crazy, yeah. Of course, last night. Oh, he's not playing. What does that mean? They're keeping him out because he's going to be traded. But what do you think of this game?
Harrison Fagan had a great tweet afterwards saying they can't judge this Lakers team until Westbrook is back. I thought that was great. But Dennis Smith clearly got the memo there at the end. Took an awful shot with plenty of time left. Didn't need to do that. He had a weird line. 7 points, 11 assists, and 6 steals in the game, but nearly gave it
and
away.
And one of the steals was huge.
Yeah.
I think LeBron with a bad pass.
Yeah, it was. Honestly, this was sort of like, you know, organizations are the ones who tank. The players don't go out there and go, well, we don't care. We've got no pride. They play hard, and they did. And Chauncey Billups on the side as well. It's been a rough year for him. You could see him trying to get his guys to at least play with some passion and some competitiveness in there, and they did. And Anthony Simons, you can see this is clearly this is the direction they want to go. They want to give him the big contract. He went out there last night, hit some huge threes for them. He's a good player. I mean, look, they're not going back to competing for a championship straight away, but I think that's the direction they're going in. So impressive stuff, really. And the Lakers, I mean, they look on defense like they just don't even want to play defense. There's so many times guys just cut in and score. There was a dunk that Nurkic got, and Lamar Hurd on the call said, great quality play draw by Chauncey Billups. And it was. LeBron on the play, arms down like this, the ball just goes right past him into Nurkic. So guys just aren't competing defensively. Frank Vogel's probably going to pay the price at some point, but if guys aren't defending, there's nothing a coach can do.
Anything to add to this Blazers-Lakers game, which did have the feel at the end of a bad pickup game.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Not a lot of defense being played, some bonehead mistakes from both teams, but the Blazers pulled it out.
I think this is the worst loss of the season for any team, to be quite honest. Even worse than the Thunder losing by 73 points. Keljan Blevins outscored three Lakers starters. Anthony Davis, like you said, took 11 shots. And LeBron, after the game, he did do post-game. He said, I just want to have some wine and go to sleep. They didn't want to play this game.
Yeah.
They want trades to happen. They want Vogel gone. They're checked out. It's basically like, we got to figure out something between LeBron and AD. Good luck. I'm not sure the Lakers are going to finish over 500 this year.
Oh, wow.
Here's their next 7 games. Golden State, Utah, the Lakers, the Clippers, the Pelicans. Yeah, they're always playing
themselves at night.
Oh, that's a... It's tough to... Wow.
Who would win a game between the Lakers and Lakers right now? Wow.
Which team gets Westbrook? The other team wins. Golden State, Utah, Clippers, Pelicans, Dallas, Clippers again, Golden State again. All of those are on national TV. 3-4 at the best, I would think. Yikes. That drops you for another game below 500. 10 of their last 15 games are on the road. The Lakers might miss the playoffs completely. Not the play-in tournament. They might miss the playoffs. I think
LeBron's
certainly reasonable.
I think they'd rather play on the road. Everybody hates them at home. LeBron likes playing on the road.
They get booed more at home at this
they
point.
Lost on the road last night, I noticed.
Yeah. Yeah.
5 steals in the fourth quarter for Dennis Smith Jr. Maybe they should trade for him. He plays defense.
Yeah. I mean, whether or not they drop out, they're basically 4 games ahead of the Blazers right now. Now, what are the Blazers doing? We think they're not trying to win, so they probably drop down. The Kings probably are trying to win, and there are 5.5 games ahead of them, the Lakers. So they would really have to fall apart completely here. But
I think you were tweeting about Vogel's chances of surviving this. I mean, is he going to be let out to pasture here?
Well, I think the players in the locker room just want to change. So if there's a big trade,
right, that'll give them a week or two.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I think if it changes the chemistry in that locker room, they don't like playing with the roster currently. They're all asking for a change in the chemistry going on, the camaraderie. And if that doesn't happen, then I think Frank gets axed. I think they just need something, or they're going to give the players something. They're going to give Bron and AD something, and it could be Frank.
Well, we'll talk about the Lakers and potential moves they can make and what they're doing with Westbrook and, you know, reports that they don't want to attach that 2027 first round pick to make it happen and all this. Well, let's take a break though here. Any new news, any new rumors, any new trades?
No, Patrick Beverley has got tweet of the year though going right now. It's incredible.
Save it. Mm. We'll take our first break when we come back.
I think Michael Lee might have tweet of the year.
Ooh.
He's got tweet of the night later. So before we get to tweet of the year, we'll do tweet of the night. We'll be right back and talk about all the latest trade deadline updates and rumors. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Danielle has taken up painting. Oil painting, acrylic painting, other painting. I don't know what it is, but it's just incredible. If I can convince her to open up a Shopify store, I know she'll be hearing the... Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, yeah, just do it, to the first real life store stage, see, you made a sale, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage? How about that? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap, offering outdoor outfits, or paintings, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From the all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Here's some information. Just like entrepreneur David Scott Martin of Antique Candle did for No Dunks on Shopify. How about that? And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/nodunks, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/nodunks now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/nodunks.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You said you had a good tweet for us, Lee, and you weren't kidding. Patrick Beverley just decided to tweet here today on trade deadline day, and he says, quote, what? I remember when somebody said, all I do is run around and I trick y'all. Ha ha, crying, laughy emoji. Well, my boy is the real magician this year. So, Lee, let the people know who Patrick Beverley is subtweeting here.
He's referring to Russell Westbrook there in Los Angeles. After they've had quite a history, those two, over the years. And Russell Westbrook, one game after a game, said, you know, Patrick Beverley's tricking you all. All he does is run around out there. And, well, Patrick's got his revenge today because, really, I mean, he's waited for this moment and he's delivered a pretty high-quality tweet there. Patrick Beverley... man, I feel so many conflicting emotions for him. I think he brings so much good stuff to his team, and now he's doing it on social media. But I can imagine him now in the next game having some silly turnover that costs his team a game as well. So anyway, well done, Patrick. You got it.
Okay. Well, let's start trying to make our way through some of these deadline rumors and the little buzz that we're hearing. Let's get to the Ben Simmons for James Harden possibility. Like, conflicting reports. This is honestly where we're at with this. Woj was saying, this is not really happening. They're not really talking. Mm-hmm. And many other people, including Brian Windhorst, who works for the same organization as Woj, mm-hmm. is saying, no, they're, you know, they're in the deal zone, I think you said. Not the do zone, they're in the deal zone. And that is, you know, they're obviously talking and trying to figure out, it seems like there'd be like a little hang up on who the other piece is going back to Brooklyn would be. You know, is it a Curry? Is it a Maxey, for crying out loud? Is it a Thibault? Stuff like that. Yeah. And we also had the Philadelphia Inquirer's Keith Pompey. He's reporting that Harden does indeed want to be traded to Philadelphia. So that is confirming what Windhorst is saying. But that doesn't mean the deal is imminent, and that they are, you know, they're having these informal talks, but they're bickering, to use Keith Pompey's words, over these secondary pieces. And then we had this whole thing from Woj this morning, which was really weird, where he said, quote, this is Woj's tweet, although Brooklyn Nets guard James Harden wants a trade to the Philadelphia 76ers, he has resisted making that formal request out of fear of the public backlash that would come with asking out of a second franchise in consecutive seasons, end quote. Mm-hmm. So that's a weird one. What do you think?
Well, I think all these things could be true because Windhorst says they're in the deal zone. Woj says there hasn't been serious dialogue. So it's all your definition, right? I mean, are they, if they're talking, but Woj says they're not a serious there haven't been serious dialogue, I mean, Woj's definition just might be we got to cross the T's and dot the I's. We're there. But, you know, what Windhorst is saying, what Pompey are both saying is that they're talking. So I suppose they're talking. And so they're. I mean, that's more than that's actually more substantive than anything. I don't know. I've believed over the last few weeks. Like, if everyone is saying they're talking, it sure seems like right. they are actually talking. Now, the part about Harden going to the front office and informally, formally, whatever, asking for a trade, very funny. And that's where my tweet of the year came in. Michael Lee, great writer, tweeted. He got a text from a former NBA player this morning that said, quote, Harden gonna have a hard time getting a former teammate to introduce him at his Hall of Fame induction. That's a good tweet. That's why you just gotta go.
Fire in their best material here yeah. on deadline day. I guess he got a lot of engagement, a lot of eyeballs on social media today.
Yeah, so I guess he's gotta go with the former coach. I think D'Antoni would do it for him, you know. Who's gonna induct him into the Hall of Fame?
Dwight Howard.
So, okay. With this potential deal, Harden-Simmons, if the hang-up, if we're to believe that it is the secondary pieces, they're bickering over what should go back, what should Morey and the Sixers be willing to offer to get James Harden? You know, giving up Ben Simmons and blank for Harden, or nobody, in your opinion? Like, where? What would you be offering? And that's where you would draw the line if you're Morey and the Sixers.
One of those guys of the Seth Curry or Matisse Thybulle, I think.
Okay, one of those. So Maxey is off the table in your mind?
I would keep Maxey, yes. Okay. I think Seth Curry is obviously very good. He's a good floor spacer. His shooting's having a great season by his his best season. But James Harden should be able to compensate for that. If you get James Harden, the best version of James Harden, then yes, you make that deal. You don't let a Seth Curry hold that one up because you can get him. And, you know, James Harden, even though he didn't formally say it, his body language, his attitude over these last few weeks. Now, he obviously hasn't been playing the last few games, but prior to that, you could see the declining in his effort on the court.
Right.
But if you can get him re-engaged and refocused, you make that deal if you're Philadelphia. It improves the team immediately. And you again, send that message to Joel Embiid, like, we're going for it. You know, the guy who we're prepared to trade, the main player, is not playing. Who knows if he's going to come back and play if he's not traded? Probably not, but you make that deal to get the better player right now and you shoot your shot and you go for it.
Okay, so if Sean Marks is telling Daryl, all right, we want obviously Ben Simmons, we want Curry, and we want Thibault, and we want a pick. You, it sounds like, are saying, no, come on, Sean. Too much.
Yeah, I would probably give up the pick, but I wouldn't give up Thibault as well.
Right. And then, in theory, Morey's saying to Sean, well, no. We're not going to give you all that because we think he's going to come to us anyway, possibly in the summer. So why would we do that? We're not going to give you the whole bag here. So what do you think, Trey? Is this happening today? Just tell
yes.
me. Yeah, there
I
we
do.
Go.
I think it's happening. I think there's too much smoke. And honestly, if Daryl Morey and Sean Marks aren't talking, then I don't think they're doing their jobs because you're GMs and these are the two biggest trade targets out there. I think they're probably talking, and I think that this is going to happen because it feels like once somebody gets it in their mind that they want to play for another team, they end up making their way to that team. In order of players I would want to keep if I'm the Sixers, Curry first, Maxey second, Thibault third. I think Harden and Embiid will both want as many shooters as possible. with them alongside in the court. And we see in the playoffs all the time, you need more than just one ball handler. So I think having either Maxey or Curry to kind of like handle the secondary load, I guess the tertiary load behind the two big stars is what I would prefer.
Well, let's get to the Lakers here and the rumors swirling around this team. Windhorst said the Lakers have been so far unwilling to include their 2027 first round pick in any sort of possible Russell Westbrook trade. All right. Bill Arum has said the Lakers have declined to engage with Dennis Schroeder, though there are conflicting reports to that, that the Lakers maybe are looking at a guard
like
him.
Talking to Dennis Schroeder?
Yeah. yeah. So let's break down LA here and what they can do today, Tass, and what they should do. I mean, is anybody gonna be willing to take Westbrook as long as that 2027 pick is there? Should the Lakers be doing that, I guess, is what I'm getting at here.
Is that what entices a team to take Westbrook, a 2027 first round
pick? It has to be a draft pick.
Yeah.
Has to be. So that's the only one. Well, yeah.
Well, if that's what it is, then the Lakers should do it if they have a possibility of getting back a player that could help their team. I don't know where that situation
right.
is.
It's got to be a lot of money.
Yeah, it's got to be a lot of money going back. So who is it? Who is a possibility? Is there anybody out there?
Yeah, LeBron's going to be 42 in 2027. They don't need to worry about that. They need to worry about what they're doing for this season. But again, it's all this like, well, they can attach the draft pick. Okay, you still got to get that return for Westbrook, or you're just trying to dump him to someone like the Thunder who have the cap space just to get him away from the team. If that's what they're trying to do, then they can do that. But they need help, and I don't see what they've got tangibly that they can trade to get an immediate improvement on their team. Okay, Monk. Sure, maybe he attracts something. Talen Horton-Tucker, they should have done this last season. Didn't do it. But again, there's just not that one player there that's like, okay, this deal's out there for them if they want it and they can improve. They've put their chips into the table for LeBron and Anthony Davis, and right now they're just not getting the return on that. So I'm not really sure where that deal is.
I mean, here's the thing. The Lakers shouldn't trade the 2027 pick. They should hang on to it because, like you're saying, LeBron is 42. He is not going to be a Laker in 2027. I mean, mark it down now. 5 years from now, LeBron James will not be a Laker. He'll still be in the NBA, but he won't be a Laker. But the juice on that pick is going to be crazy. The Lakers will do everything in their power to win as many championships as they can while LeBron is there, and then they're going to fall off just like they did when Kobe retired, right? And then you run into picks like Otis Thorpe, which eventually turns into the number two pick, or attaching a pick for Baron Davis, which eventually becomes the number one pick. Even with the Cavs and LeBron in 2018, they said, we are not trading that pick. That eventually became number eight. It eventually became Colin Sexton, which was the first piece of the Cavs rebuild. So the Lakers shouldn't trade it, but if they're going to be able to move off Westbrook, they kind of have to trade it. Call the Knicks, I'm telling you. They'll do Julius Randle for...
Right.
Julius Randle and Evan Fournier for Russell Westbrook. They'll do it.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, yeah. I mean, you brought that one up yesterday. We'll see. That would just... I feel like that trade would break the internet. The Lakers and Knicks, oh my God, with Randle going one way and Westbrook going
back. Well, the Knicks' best guard for the past two seasons has been Derrick Rose.
Yeah.
Is Westbrook better than Derrick Rose at this point? If he's given the full reins the way Derrick Rose is when he's been their sixth man, maybe if he's the number one guy, he can lead you to 41 wins, but... At least you would get off of his contract after next season, whereas Fournier lasts, I think, through next season, and then Julius Randle is like three seasons of Fournier after this year, and then another four of Julius Randle. I mean, it's a tough stuff. It's honestly tough stuff, and like you can't stop thinking. I personally can't about Ramon Sessions in 2012 when we're like, this guy's gonna change it. You know, the Lakers are really struggling right now. All they need is a point guard to organize things. It's fucking Ramon Sessions.
he won a couple people a fantasy title.
24 assist game his rookie year.
That's right, man. That's right. It was a late pickup. He took people over the top there. All right, let's keep it going here while we wait on to see what the Lakers do. Professor Zach Lowe said, and I brought this up for you, Tass, because you were wondering if he could possibly be moved. He said the Pacers do not plan on trading Buddy Hield, who obviously just made his way to that team in the deal this week. And you thought maybe that is a player that you could flip and get something in return for. But Lowe says no, they're going to be keeping him. Are you surprised at all?
I'm surprised. Yeah, if that actually is the case. It doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. Now he's got a couple years left, so you can trade him next year too.
Yeah.
So... Long term, doesn't seem like he fits. It seems like he's got, that one attribute, that guy who can fire away. So why wouldn't they trade him to a contender? Might not be today, but they're going to have to move off.
Maybe around the draft.
Yeah, they're going to have to move off Buddy. It doesn't seem like he fits with their timeline at this point. He's getting older.
And speaking of Gunners, Keith Smith says, it sounds like the Terrence Ross situation is playing out very similar to the Evan Fournier situation at last season's deadline, from his sources, Keith Smith here. Orlando wants a first-round pick for Terrence Ross. Rival teams are hoping, as the day goes on here, as we tick, 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 tick closer to 3 p.m. Eastern, that the price comes down to 2 second-round picks. This was a guy that a lot of people have on their list of being moved here eventually today, Terrence Ross. That's a guy that you could see, like we said, winning you a quarter, winning you a half of a playoff series. You know, you can add him to a lot of teams. You know what you're getting with him. He's got some reps in the playoffs, and it maybe wouldn't take a lot. They want a first-round pick, wise of the Magic, to hold off for that, but maybe as the day goes on, you can get it down to 2 second-rounders. So, Terrence Ross, you think we will see him moved here today at the deadline?
I think he's going to get traded every deadline.
It feels like
This is the one. I mean, 2 second-round picks, that's nothing. Do it. Somebody call and get Terrence Ross.
What team would you like to see Ross find his way to here today? Of the contenders, I guess.
Yeah, well, who needs more three-point shooting? Even though his three-point shooting is down a little bit. I think the Grizzlies, actually. Trey mentioned the Duncan Robinson one. That one probably a little bit out of the range of the Grizzlies, but this one may be gettable, especially for a couple of seconds there. Ross has got a very nice contract for next season. I think it's around $11 million, which is great. He's a veteran. He comes off the bench, and he shoots the three-pointer. So that could be something there. That would be a nice little pickup, a nice little addition there, I think, if the Grizzlies could do that.
Are there any other deadline predictions you want to make here when it comes to a player being moved or a team doing something or just some other squad you want to talk about? Because that's all I have in terms of notes in front of me right now. It's sort of quiet, outside of these funny tweets that everybody
should have. Everybody's waiting to see what happens with Simmons and Harden.
Probably.
But they're not talking, so, I mean, no trades. No trades today, since those two aren't talking. There's no way they're talking.
Yeah. The Mavericks have to do something, though, I think.
Okay.
Because I've sort of said before, I think they're a good team, but they're in the playoffs, things are different, and I just don't think they're quite well-equipped to go for a long playoff run. So I think they need to show Luka we're going to try to do something, whether that's a veteran like an Eric Gordon there to come in and help. Even again, if you just grab Dragic just to sort of see if you can improve some backcourt handling responsibilities there, and they need to somehow get a big, I think, as well. So
you have the Mavericks. You think they'll be active today?
I think they have to be. I think so. Two playoff appearances in the last 2 years against the Clippers both times. They obviously led last year, and they just ran out of gas because Luka was doing everything for that team. He was incredible. No one else was really contributing. They need something else.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, let me throw out this proposed three-team deal from Michael Scotto of Hoops Hype.
Okay.
It involves the Lakers. We'll start that Lakers swear jar soon. But we still got to talk Lakers until the trade deadline. It involves the Knicks and the Raptors. The Lakers would get Cam Reddish and Alec Burks. Some logic there. Alec Burks, a ball handler, trying to think. Cam Reddish, I'm sure everyone's high on. The Knicks would get Goran Dragic and draft picks. And the Raptors would get Talen Horton-Tucker and Nerlens Noel.
That's a Ramon Sessions right there.
From the Lakers
side. Alec Burks and Cam Reddish?
Yeah, wouldn't really
help. That's a Sessions.
We kept thinking that the Knicks, this Cam Reddish was a... something, a precursor to something else, and apparently it's not at all. Apparently they just said, oh, we're just trading Kevin Knox for Cam Reddish, we'll give you a pick, and then who cares after that?
And then neither of them are playing.
Yeah.
It would be weird. And the Raptors getting Talen Horton-Tucker that they were rumored to be getting for Kyle Lowry at last year.
Right. Yeah. From the Raptors side of things, I like the idea of Nerlens Noel on the team. I am not high on Talen Horton-Tucker at all. I don't think he's that good. He obviously
That'd
was
be
super
ironic,
overhyped. What?
Last year, the Raptors desperately wanted him, and now it's like, keep him. We don't really want him.
Desperately
may be an extreme, but it was more like, Kyle's gone anyway, so give us something.
Right. That's an interesting trade, and you said the Knicks getting a pick in that. Dragic, obviously, they're getting a little point guard.
Yeah,
help.
Just giving up on Reddish and Burks and long-term money, which would make sense for the Knicks instead of... signing up all this long-term money, going the other direction. Because they signed Burks for 3 years. They signed Nerlens Noel for 3 years.
Right.
They've made some mistakes, obviously.
All right. Well, let's hear from everybody out there right now in the stream team. Call your shot. What's your NBA trade deadline prediction. Who is getting moved and for what? Let us know. Maybe we get some good ones. We can round them up and sort of touch on them. We're going to take one more break with this show. Again, we're going to hopefully be here all day in the Classic Factory, reacting to the deals, reacting to the juicy news. So you make sure you subscribe to No Dunks on YouTube. But when we come back, Trey's got Tweet of the Night, even though you guys already did Tweet of the Year. I mean,
I'll be honest with you.
It's tough.
Both of those tweets were better than the ones we got.
I think yours is going to be a lot of fun, though. And we got Pick'em results, so we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day, or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's the little birdie? Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms or restrictions apply.
NBA trade deadline day. No Dunks here in the Classic Factory. Shout out to all the new No Dunks fans swinging by here, checking out the stream team. Take a second, like the video, and subscribe to No Dunks on YouTube. Believe it or not, we do this every day, which is sort of wild when you think about it. Let's get to Tweet of the Night.
Tweet of the Night. Wow.
Twitter. We've talked about every All-Star Weekend event, I think, at this point.
Yeah,
we got to go out to the skills challenge. We did like 10 minutes on the skills challenge. You're not lying, Skeets. We do this every day. We'll talk about the skills challenge for 10 minutes. Yep. So here's 10 minutes for you on the celebrity game roster.
Oh, no.
Let's take a look here at this roster. Crinty O'Rourke, Blip Gormer, Flex Finesse, Machine Gun Kelly, Bubsy, General Caden, Huff Fregerson, Quavo, Big Ian, Crad Freedom, Anderson Varejao, Alex DeSavage, Marzo, Kane Brown, Young Grimp, Stacy Pomper, Tiffany Haddish, Jack Harlow, Gorban Prontz, Trippy Schwarzkopf, and Hazard Smithstein.
Wow, some big names.
Yeah, you big Young Grip family.
Honestly, this is like you're going up to someone and say, I'm going to list off a bunch of names and you've got to pick the one player that's actually a legit player and the rest are just fake names. You know, because I mean, you're going through Huff.
Yep.
Fregerson?
Yep, Huff Fregerson.
Fregerson? What does he do?
Those are actually all made up names. That comes to us from Cookies Hoops.
You are on one today, Ellis.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that at all.
Lives in Harry's Hoot Camp.
Yeah.
I checked. I got an email too.
From Barry's or Harry's.
Yeah, okay. I got one.
But you got him. Well, Hoops got him because there are some legit names. There are some. Wow. Anderson Varejao was playing basketball.
And Jack Harlow. It's well played. It's
Tiffany
a great tweet.
It's
a great tweet, man.
I'm glad it worked out. Here's the real celebrity game rosters.
Okay, it's worse, honestly.
Or are they?
Yeah.
Or are they? I'm not saying all these names.
No,
Lee.
Who do you know?
Who do you know, Lee?
Who do I know? Well,
these are the real names.
I know Nigel Houston, skateboarder, because I did a feature with him in Toronto at The Score, like over 10 years ago.
You interviewed him?
Well, yeah, me and Paul Brothers did it. And it was not the Paul Brothers. Our Paul Brothers. That's a great, I love that one, yeah. I know Quavo, because I think he's a local, isn't he? He's from Atlanta. I've seen him.
He lives up the street from your house. Yeah.
Well, he's a local to I've seen him down at Hawks games. No sign of Moneybag Yo. I haven't seen him in a minute. Where's he been? He's Moneybag Yo.
That's a good rapper.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah. I don't even know who you're talking about now.
You don't know Moneybag Yo?
No.
He's a local. Come on.
I don't know.
I thought you went down to the Fortress. Him and Ari often used to go down. I haven't seen him for a while. Who else we got there? Matt James. That's like...
he's a bachelor.
Oh, okay. No.
Or he was,
that's not me. Machine Gun Kelly, I know that name. I think he's dating... he's either a Kardashian or Megan Fox.
One of those.
Megan Fox, right.
Yep.
Okay.
I think he just gave her. Did he not give her a ring with like thorns on it that she can't take off?
Can't take off
because there's thorns in it. Like a referee,
like a Foot Locker employee.
Yeah, you can't take it off because there's thorns in it.
Yeah,
that's romantic. And that's because love hurts.
Yeah, yeah. Who else we got there?
Do you know Tiffany Haddish?
Yeah. I've heard of her. Yes, yeah. Yes.
She was just filming in Atlanta, a local.
Was she
of some sort?
Okay, okay. Booby Gibson. Shout out to Booby.
Okay, can we talk about this?
Sure.
I've been spelling booby in Booby Gibson wrong my entire life.
No, no, you haven't. You've been spelling it right. They made a mistake.
Why
here
are they
graphic.
Spelling it with
they
the
made
y?
A mistake.
I don't know. But that looks like Bobby Gibson now. and
the pitcher.
Not.
The old pitcher.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a bunch of who dat.
There's a Peloton instructor in there, JD. I don't
oh,
know
yeah. Alex Toussaint. Yeah. Toussaint. He's yeah. great, man.
Yeah.
I love
he
him.
He should be good out there. Tiffany Haddish, can she play basketball?
I don't know.
Like, if you agree to this, you have to be able to.
Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. You got to be, like, you can't.
Dribble it a little.
You can't be, yeah. If somebody passes it, you can't just, like, forget how your hands work and bobble it off your face. But,
I like that the mayor is playing.
Yeah, respect.
That's
respect
a real
to the mayor. Mayor Baller Bib over here.
Yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
Well, I see. I mean, there's four names missing. That's
yes.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, I've retired from
have
consideration.
You?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll break up with you first before you break up with me. So you can't pick me anymore. I'm not available. But okay. Yeah.
Do we know if they still have the super bonus ruffles spot or line? I
guess,
it was a deep line or something, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think it was the 4-point ruffles thing. Yeah. I imagine that's still on it. Yeah. But that's actually. Pretty bad idea for a celebrity game. You don't want them all coming down, pulling up from 4 feet behind the 3-point line. But,
man. Right. 10 minutes on the celebrity game.
Yeah.
That was good.
That was great. He had no idea those were fake names.
That was awesome.
That's great. Yeah.
Okay. Pick'em results. Last night's game was the Warriors Jazz game. Utah favored by 2.5. It was pretty close for 3 quarters. And then Utah blew the doors off the Warriors. Snapped that 9-game winning streak. This brought to you by BetMGM, of course. So that's a win for me. That's a win for Lee. We're 5-2. That's an L for Trey. Falls to 4-3 here in February. And Tass, the perfect game is still alive.
Amazing.
You're 0-7.
Hard to do.
It's amazing. I think Schumann was pointing out, like, if you somehow do the impossible and go the entire month of February without picking a game correctly, that in a weird way, it's like shooting the moon in hearts. That we all should lose.
Mm.
Fair?
The reverse.
I like it.
You know what I mean? I'm fine with it.
I love it.
I'm fine with it. Okay, you can do it.
Gotta pick losers. Gotta pick losers.
Yeah, yeah. And you're actually helped out a little bit in February because, you know, we lose about a week of games because of the deadline. So
that's
could
awesome.
Help your chances.
I've never shot the moon in hearts. I used to play it on my comp.
Yeah.
It's hard to do.
It's hard, man. Especially once they catch on to you.
Yeah. Right.
Well, this guy's taking a lot of tricks. And then you botch it with one, got 12 hearts in your hand. The worst.
We used to play hearts all the time with Ken and my own nerd dog, Jamie Lingard. Those guys used to shoot for the moon all the time. Very aggressive strategy.
You got to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, like going on your own in Euchre. You got to.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Okay, so tonight's game, though. Let's see if you can continue.
I think I picked a winner here. Milwaukee visiting the Phoenix Suns. What a matchup.
Wow. Oh, no. I don't want to be on the same side of you.
Yeah, so the Suns are favored by 3.5 at home to the Milwaukee Bucks. Don't mind the line on the top there if you're
oh,
looking.
Oh boy.
Right.
Yeah, my bad.
Too much popcorn for Trey Lash.
Three of us think there's gonna be some revenge for the Phoenix Suns against the Milwaukee Bucks. You know, obviously NBA Finals participants last year. Trey, the only one taking the Bucks.
Okay.
And they're actually, I went to BetMGM. There were 0 lines for any of the games because it's trade deadline.
Oh.
I guess they're waiting to see who's playing. Guys will be held out. But on the deep, dark internet, there's some lines out there. So 3.5 for the Suns.
Okay.
That seems reasonable. Home team. So, yeah, Suns.
We'll see if Tass gets his first victory here tonight.
Probably.
I almost don't want him to. I almost won't take this loss. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, well, you know, Tass always says, you know, a team coming home from a long road trip is actually going to lose.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's right. Yeah, so you would lose that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Suns. And the Bucks. Yeah.
By the way, did you see the No Dunks Discord horde? They got, like, their own, like, pick 'em battle going on.
Wow.
There's, like, 100 people.
Excuse me. Okay? No, sorry. I've got the coughs again. I don't know why this is happening. Anyway.
Anyway, yeah, there's like 100 people.
I need it.
It's.
You need a slurp over there?
It's like, I can't believe I spent my entire life.
It's like one of those coughs, though, that's not, it's just not coming out. Right. It's like trickling. I know. You know, it's like these rumors.
See, I'm hoping the camera stays on you there for a sec.
Because you want to let it
just
rip.
Go. Let it go.
Let it rip. Think you're done? You think that's it?
Yeah, felt good. Got it out.
Come here, I'll burp you.
No.
Okay. Anyway, what was I saying? There's a bunch of people in the No Dunks Discord making their picks, too.
Making
pretty
them
cool.
Picks.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Let's call it there.
Yeah, let's do it.
As I said, multiple times throughout this show, this is hopefully not it for No Dunks today. No, no, no. We're going to be back reacting live to any of the trades that happen as we lead...
Sorry.
We're going to have to ship this guy out here, man.
We didn't splurge for the...
We didn't splurge for the... Five protected picks.
Trade him for a third round pick at this point. So we'll be back today to, to react to any of the deals and any of the juicy news coming our way. So make sure you subscribe to No Dunks on YouTube. Hit that little bell, that little notification button so you know when we're going live. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, at No Dunks. Get yourself an Athletic subscription so you can follow their trade deadline live blog. Go to theathletic.com/NoDunks so they know that we sent you to get that. Get your No Dunks merch over at NoDunks.com, and finally send in any questions to NoDunks@TheAthletic.com.
We will be here. We will be here.
All right.
All day.
There we go. Clipper Bros.
You heard it here first. Have a great time. Turn up. Love you guys. Awesome.
Thanks for joining us. And remember, JD, I'm going to piss you off here for a sec, number one, because I know you got a lot of stuff to do over there, but I'm going to ask you anyways. We had Derek yesterday complaining about the foam at the back of the studio. I know there were some talks about getting cough buttons for our microphones here. I know there were some tech issues. Do you regret not getting those cough buttons after hearing the cough session we just had?
Mildly, but it doesn't even matter because... He hits his cough button, and then there's three other mics that are going
to
pick it up.
You'd have to have like simultaneous cough buttons.
We all have to hit our cough button.
Hit it.
Yeah.
All right.
What was happening when Lee was laughing loudly? His mic was going like crazy or something.
When was that? What happened?
I don't know. I was hearing like a crazy like explosion.
The mic exploded when you laughed at Harry's hoot can.
Me. Yeah. So it was me.
I think it was you.
Earlier.
I was peeking. Okay. Yeah. I need a laugh button. All right. Guys, we'll see you later here in the Classic Factory. Brace the day.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.